the acts of our fathers, their holy blessing be with us, amen. Then he gave him the covenant of circumcision, and so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him on the eighth day, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs, and the patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him and delivered him out of all of his troubles, and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now a famine and great trouble came over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there were no grain in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And the second time Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's family became known to the Pharaoh. Then Joseph sent and called his father Jacob and all his relatives to him, 75 people. So Jacob went down to Egypt, and he died, he and our fathers. And they were carried back to Shechem and laid in the tomb that Abraham bought for a sum of money from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose who did not know Joseph. The men dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so that they may not live. All this time Moses was born and was well-pleasing to God, and he was brought up in his house his father for 3 months. But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughters took him and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdoms of the Egyptian, and was mighty in the words and deeds. The word of the Lord shall grow, shall be multiplied, shall be mighty, and shall be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.